welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us some figgy pudding now. Bring us some figgy pudding now. Bring us some figgy pudding and bring it back here.
That's right, everybody. It's Christmas morning, and we're so excited to be here with you on Turn the Light On. I've got Martita with me, and it's Christmas, Martita.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, we hope you guys are opening presents and having a good time right now. It's technically 7:30 a.m. live, but some of you may be listening after the fact, and we wish you a Merry Christmas as well. But if you're over there, I know my parental people are out there, Martita. They're grabbing coffee. The kids have woke them up. They've probably been going for an hour or so by now. But we are just so excited to be here with you today on this holiday and the celebration of Jesus, the birth of our King, Martita, the King of Kings.
That's right.
And the Lord of Lords was born into the world, you know, and we've got so much to talk about in all of that, you know. It's just powerful, from the incarnation to Joseph and Mary and all the different things that happened.
Who knew that on that day, the whole world will change?
Yeah.
The whole future changed. Everything that day with this little tiny baby, probably 8 pounds, you know, changed everything.
Yeah. The world's never been the same since.
No.
And it never will be.
That's right.
And, you know, the Bible says that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
It's free indeed.
That was a day that freedom from sin was declared. And, you know, as we celebrate with everybody, as we bring to light all the different things that happened on Christmas. And there's some controversy. Some people say, well, it wasn't really on December 20th. Well, we're celebrating it on that day, okay? So we can all relax know that Jesus did make it on the planet,
That's
even
right.
if we don't know the exact day, moment, hour, whatever.
But a day has been chosen to make sure to celebrate his coming.
That's right. And so, you know, I love Christmas time, Martina. How about you? What's Christmas like?
I love Christmas.
As you were growing up, and you know,
well,
some people.
In Puerto Rico, it was party time, and it was a family party. So we have a big party,
right?
And we have people that play in the orchestra. So they will come in, and we dance together. I remember dancing with my grandfather, with my dad, with my cousins, with my aunts, with our cousins together. It was a time to celebrate and be together as a family.
Right, right.
And we didn't do presents when we got together. That was at home. We just got together. A lot of food, a lot of just being together. And I'm telling you, sometimes we were almost 100 people.
Yeah.
That got together. And it was amazing. As the years going by, we decided to, you know, when I was in South Florida for 10 years, we did brunch at my house.
Wow.
Everybody came in and I had everything. You name it. Whatever you wanted, I cooked it for you. And the neat thing is that today we're bringing that back. In a couple hours, we're going to my daughter's house and we're going to have brunch together.
Nice.
So we're going to get together
again.
Bringing
back the old traditions.
Yes, because, you know, everybody goes their own way. And we decided, let's get together as a family.
Yeah, we have so many different things that we've done over the holidays. You know, I grew up, we weren't as wealthy. You know, my mom was a single mom. Her and my dad split up when I was 10. And, you know, I can remember Christmas time always being great, always had something under the tree, always had something. But as I've gotten older, I realized the sacrifice that my mom made to make that Christmas happen, knowing what she made and
yes.
how we were just making enough to get by. And I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, you could be having a gigantic Christmas this morning, or you could be having a small Christmas this morning, but, you know, and you may be by yourself or you may be with family. And I also know sometimes Christmas can be sad times for yes. people because they've lost loved ones or maybe they're alone. But I'm here today to tell you that, you know what, Jesus loves each and every one of you so much that God himself became human flesh,
yes.
you know, became that baby and then grew into a man. And as a man who lived a sinless life, you know, Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for each one of us so that we could have freedom. So I'm believing that you will find God's peace today yes. in your life and God's freedom in your life today, because a huge price was paid so that you could have that. And, you know, I just want to stick it to the enemy for a minute today, too, and just say, you know what? You can't have any of the people under our ears. You can't. We're That's taking right. this world back. As the Church of Jesus Christ, as a believer in Jesus myself, I am making a declaration that we are going to obliterate the darkness of this world, and we're going to shine the light of the gospel yes. of Jesus Christ as bright as we can, as long as we can, you know, until I have no breath left in me. I believe that we will begin and continue to glorify the Lord. So, you know, no matter where you find yourself today, I just want you to know Jesus loves you and he's there with you, and he wants you to know that he has purpose for your life.
Yes, and I want to pray for those of you that are having a hard time, that the Lord will fill you with his peace and his joy, that the comfort of his arms will be wrapped around you, and he will be with you. You will not feel alone. You will feel uplifted, and you will feel the love and the joy from the Lord.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the greatest traditions that we had at our house, after I had kids, not necessarily my house where I grew up, but once we had kids and as believers, you know, we wanted to always make sure we had Jesus as a big part of Christmas. So we would read the Christmas story. And I thought that would be a good thing for us to do while people are opening presents and maybe listening to us and hanging out at their homes. We want to read the Christmas story for you guys today here on the air and see God just glorified through the reading of the Word of God.
Amen. I'm
in agreement. So, Martina, let's read out of Luke. I think we're going to be in chapter 1, verse 26. Why don't you read the first portion of this, and then I'll pick up over in chapter 2
okay,
here
perfect.
In a minute. But let's read the Christmas story.
So I'm going to start with the Christ's birth announced to Mary in chapter 26. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Wow. You know what? Let's talk about this first little portion.
That is wild.
Jesus isn't born yet. This is Jesus, you know, being introduced to Mary as an idea that God is looking for somebody who'd be willing to allow him to, you know, impregnate her with the Holy Spirit with the Son of God. I mean, if you take away the virgin birth from Christmas, Martita, the gospel doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
No, Jesus had to be conceived of a virgin. It was prophesied
all
through Scripture that he would be born of a virgin and that he would be born in a city of Bethlehem. There are just so many references and everything to this.
And he will be born without the sin nature in him. He will be born with perfect blood in him.
Yeah, and it had to be that way. If he would have been born of a natural man, the bloodline comes from the father. We've talked about that on the show before.
That's right.
And his bloodline would have been polluted with sin like any other person's.
That's
but
right.
See, he was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
That's right, which is amazing. And, it's just...
But I love Mary's attitude towards this because, in all honesty, her whole life was about to change.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything about her was about to change. She's betrothed to a man, and now she's going to be pregnant, and she's going to have to go to this man and say, I'm pregnant, but it's God's baby.
Pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. How would Jeff feel if you came to him when you guys were dating? You said, hey, Jeff, I'm pregnant.
And we're talking about
baby,
a teenage
girl. But it's God's baby, and I'm still a virgin.
Yes.
You know? He would be like, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
So
nobody would believe.
But I love Mary's attitude because, you know, she says, first of all, the angel's building her up.
Yes.
He's like, Mary, highly favored one, blessed are you among women. You have been chosen. You have been picked by God. And just seeing an angel is humbling enough.
Oh, my gosh.
I would be on my face.
Yeah.
It just said an angel. And angels are always like, don't worship me, get up off your face, but they're just so majestic and powerful and just
the authority that they carry.
The authority, the anointing. You know, it's amazing. But you know, this angel says to Mary, you have found favor with God.
But I like the reaction. She was troubled. She's looking at him like, what are you talking about? You know? Because you have an angel and all of a sudden he's talking to you.
Yeah,
I don't know about anybody else, but I will consider like, I'm nobody.
Right.
And you're coming to me, and I'm already betrothed to be married.
Right.
And back then, if she was impregnated like that, she would be stoned to death.
Right, right.
So, but yet she just listened, and she took it. She accepted it. She says, let it be to me according to your word.
Yeah.
She was humbled. I mean, her attitude was amazing.
Yeah. And look what the angel spoke about Mary, about Jesus, too. That Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.
And the Son of the Highest.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's stating who Jesus Christ is right there. He's proclaiming who this baby is.
Right.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
There's no doubt who he is.
So she's never going to have to wonder. But I'm going to flip over to verse 2 and read the second part of this story as Jesus is born, okay? And I'm going to start in Luke chapter 2, verse 4. It says, Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them. They were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Powerful story.
Oh, my God.
This is the birth of God.
Our Savior.
Our Savior. Yeah.
Christ the Lord. Okay? So it's stating there, He's our Savior, He's Christ the Lord, and is for all people. There's no doubt that when He came, it doesn't say here it's only for the Jews. He was proclaimed for all people right from the beginning.
Yeah, it's amazing when you look at this story. And I look at all the different aspects of it. You know, I see so many just patterns and types and shadows throughout Scripture. You know, you got Jesus, who is God Himself, born in a stable, wrapped in clothes, lying in a, and He was laid in a manger, which was like a trough where they would water the animals or feed the animals. You know what I mean? And yeah. Jesus says, I'm the bread of life, mm-hmm. you know, and I am living water, you know? So the idea that He was laid in the very beginning in that trough for us,
yes.
you know, that we were going to, you know, and then we were going to become, you know, part of Him.
Oh my God. And the humbleness, when I think about it. Okay, so here's God. He lowered Himself to be a man, but not only a man, because Adam was created as a full man.
Right.
Jesus came as a baby.
Sure.
Which totally depended on His parents.
Yeah.
Okay. And He went through the whole life, so nobody can say, well, He did it, He was God, He could do it. No, He went through it like everybody else. Yeah. So to show us how to live, and He never sinned.
Right.
So He showed us the way, and to humble Himself to be a baby, but then to humble Himself to be born in a manger.
A stable.
Yes. Not even in a room where He had space. He right. was completely
hay,
rejected from smells. The beginning, you know, in the yeah. bottom of the bottom. It, yeah.
Where it's the, as lowly
there's
as
poop
you can
everywhere.
Get.
There's smell.
Yeah, you know, it's as lowly and, of a place as you can get to.
And that's where He came. But yet still, the King of Kings
yeah.
and the Lord of Lords, He never lost that.
Right.
He, the God Almighty, the Most High, the Savior of the world.
I think there's a type and shadow there even, you know, because we say, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, you know, and Jesus was born in an animal stable and He was yes, the Lamb of God.
That's right.
And He was going to be the sacrifice for all of us, you know, so there's just so many different things about that that are just fascinating to me. And you know, I just look at all that Mary and Joseph went through. You know, having to, first Mary having to tell Joseph she was pregnant.
And her parents. Oh my gosh.
Oh, everybody had to have come unglued.
Can you imagine going to your parents and saying, I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
Back then, it's bad enough right now for all those girls that have to do it now and how hard it is. But back then, you were killed. You know, and then to go to your fiance, and then everybody knew that she had gotten pregnant. So to them, she was unfaithful.
She's a cheater.
Yes. So that she carried that name, and she still went through it.
I mean, Joseph dumped her.
Yeah.
He left her. He was going to put her away privately because he was a just man.
Yes. But look at that, brings dreams. How important, you know, people don't even think about dreams, but let's throw that out there. The Lord speaks a lot through dreams.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Sure.
Thank God that Joseph paid attention, and he woke up from those dreams
sure.
knowing that was God speaking to him and that he was guided by it.
Yes.
So the Lord speaks to us.
He does.
He says, my people hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Again, he's yeah. a pastor. And again, we go to the lambs, you know. He doesn't use the lions and the very strong animals. We are like sheep.
Right.
But we got the best pastor ever.
Sure, sure. You know, I look at that, and I look at Joseph and Mary and everything they went through and having to be obedient to the Lord, and I'm like, you know, the bottom line is fear doesn't have to dictate your faith.
That's right.
You can believe God beyond what the circumstances are going to look like. And as we end in 2023 and head into 2024, I think there's a challenge that God's going to issue to each one of us, just like he did to Mary and to Joseph. And, you know, it's like, are you going to follow me even if it looks crazy? Are you going to be obedient to
that
my plan
calling
for your life, even if it doesn't look like it's going to work out? Are you going to follow my plan, or are you going to follow your own plan? And, you know, the response each time from them was continuing to trust God, you know, because they tried to come and kill Jesus. They had to flee to Egypt. They had to run. They had to do some things and all of that. But the bottom line is they trusted God even when it didn't make sense. And that's the way we've got to be in our life. We're going to have to trust God even when it doesn't make sense.
Can I ask something to that?
Sure.
When Joseph, like when he was sleeping and the angel came and said, get up and go because people are coming after the child, but they want him killed. He didn't sit there and started trying to figure out, do I have money? Do I have this? How do I do this? How am I going to do this? He got up. He obeyed. He got up and he immediately obeyed. Are we willing to do that? To stop trying to figure out how to do it? Or are we going to say, okay, Lord, you told me to do this. I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to go forth and just do it. Our biggest problem a lot of times is our mind.
Sure.
Because we have that fight within each other. And it's exciting that we can say as the end of the year is coming and we need to come up with all the new plans for the new, you know, the new year. How about if we choose to follow Christ?
Make every day Christmas.
Yes.
I love it.
And not try to figure out the how, but let him show us the how.
Right. You know, Christmas is a choice that we can all make for ourselves. You know, we have our traditions. You talked about them.
Yes.
You know, and we've read through this story, which was one of mine. But you know what? We have a world that gives us the options to have Christmas without Christ.
Yes. That's scary.
And you can have Christmas and never know Jesus.
That's right.
In the world that we live in. So let's choose to unwrap Christmas with its true meaning this year. Let's choose to really step into what God has for us. And as you're there this morning, I pray that, you know, you'll be grateful and thankful for all that God has given you this past year, that you'll appreciate all that God has done for you is in taking your sins away and giving you access to the Father so that you can have a relationship with him. And we are just believing for each and every one of you to have the most joyous holiday season here in the next few days and over the next week. We want to see God moving in your life in a more powerful way than ever before. And that's what we're here for on the radio. We're here to encourage, to lift you up and see your life changed and transformed. So let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more. Merry Christmas.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour.
know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.